Jazz? Jazz music? Whatever.
The electrifying Eddie Harris urging you to listen here. It's Yancey.
That's Yancey Jameson, host of the weekly program Mostly Jazz on KFAI Community Radio in Minneapolis. She's been a co-host on the show since she was 15.
People don't really like jazz. People think it's like an old people thing. You know, I've heard a lot. So it felt always weird. And I wasn't always proud to like be a part of it. But that ended up being something that really carried me.
For her, jazz isn't just music. And it isn't for old people. It's a vibrant driver for equity.
Jazz artists were speaking on racism and police brutality in the 60s, in the 50s, in the 40s. I think specifically, you know, Black people have always documented our experience through music, and it continues to evolve just based off of what's happening to us. So there's never not going to be people playing jazz and people like celebrating jazz.
It's also part of her own family legacy. It was actually her great-grandmother who started the Mostly Jazz show in 1995. Jameson was on the show almost as soon as she could talk, although she didn't join her grandfather, Bill Cotman, as host until about 7 years ago. And Jameson didn't just host a jazz show either. Another KFAI host, Larry Anglin, helped recruit her years ago into the prestigious Dakota Combo, the premier youth jazz group in the Twin Cities.
I started playing clarinet when I was young, and then when I got to high school, I transitioned to bass clarinet.
So like, full-on band geek. Anglin even recruited her to MC the youth stage at the Twin Cities Jazz Festival. And that's not all. In high school, she was a student organizer for the demonstrators that responded to the shooting death of a young Black man, Jamar Clark, by Minneapolis police in 2015. The experience, days, and weeks on Plymouth Avenue in front of the police department's 4th precinct were traumatic, she said.
It just got to a point where I felt like I wasn't honoring like my body and like just like my mental health really. And I was spending a lot of time just like outside and not enough time kind of just like sitting and reflecting.
So she found a new outlet for her activism, one she calls more spiritual.
Like I would organize with my friends this space called Black Joy Sunday, where we would just have Black people come and like there was food, workshops, games, conversation, just a very, very much like the opposite of what could happen at a protest.
But she also turned back to jazz, where she felt a parallel to the streets.
Black people are the people that originated jazz. So for a while, it felt kind of like the jazz scene in Minneapolis was very much dominated by white people, and specifically like white men who, you know, were very interested and very knowledgeable about the music and about the culture. But, you know, Black people never let go of it.
Now, she is using her voice and her radio show to highlight that heritage and diversity it represents and the diversity it has already given to America.
Being able to like intersect these lanes, because I think a lot of like mostly jazz listeners are like relatively older people, but when I'm able to be like, hey, there's a queer artist that's really killing it on saxophone, and maybe you didn't know that it was a girl and she's also queer, but you love the way that this sounds.
And as the late jazz great Duke Ellington said so many years ago, if it sounds good, it is good. For NPR News and 360 Journalism, I'm Ava Hartwell.